In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. As we celebrated the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to heavens last Thursday, we are awaiting for the Pentecost, the day on which the church was founded through the Holy Spirit. And actually now we are in the 10 days between the ascension and the coming down of the Holy Spirit. That's why we find the gospel of today, our Lord Jesus Christ is speaking clearly about the Father. And he assures to us that the Father loves us. And also, he asked us to ask the Father in his name, in the name of the Son. He said, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, and you will receive that your joy may be full. And here we want to explain the economy of the Son and the economy of the Father. The Son is in the Father, and the Son and the Father is in the Son. And the Holy Trinity is one God with three persons, but every person has his economy, has his work, not separated from the other persons. Our Lord Jesus Christ's economy was in two main functions. Number one, salvation, and number two, reconciliation. As we know from the beginning, that the problem of Adam and Eve and all the mankind after that was that we were under the power of sin, and we were under the authority of Satan. And Satan, through deceiving Adam and Eve, to make them disobey the commandment of the Lord, he let them know the good and the evil. And there was no solution but death, because the result of the sin was death. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person, offered himself to come and die on our behalf and to suffer on the cross until death, to give us life instead of death, and to save us from the slavery of Satan to the freedom of the glory of God. That's why the economy of the Son was fulfilled when he came, was incarnate, lived on earth 33 years and some months, and then he accepted to be crucified. He accepted to die, although he was not supposed to die. And because he was not supposed to die, he arose from the dead through the power of his divinity and trampled on death. That's why in Christus Honesti, during the Pentecost, we sing it every day. We say, by death, he trampled on death. He conquered death. Through his death, he overcame my death. He crushed my death. He stopped my death. Now I don't die. This is the meaning of the salvation. The first economy is to save us. We are now saved through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accordingly, because we are saved, there is nothing now to prevent us from being the children of God and to have a reconciliation. And the sign of the reconciliation was the veil. When our Lord Jesus Christ delivered his soul in the hands of the Father, the veil of the Heikel was cut into two pieces, which means the Holy of Holies now is open to us, which means the reconciliation era started between us and the Father. So our Lord Jesus Christ did two things. We have to know them carefully. He saved us from our sins. Everyone in our Lord Jesus Christ is saved. His sins are forgiven. His sins are forgiven. When he repents, when he confesses, when he has faith in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation, then he gets the forgiveness of his sins. This is the salvation. The salvation, without the salvation also, we are not able to inherit the kingdom of heaven or to call the Father our Father. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, when you pray, say, our Father. He was teaching us through his disciples that the Father is our Father also. His Father by nature is now our Father by adoption. So he reconciled us with the Father. There is nothing prevent us from praying to the Father, and he listens to us, asking the forgiveness of our sins. How? Through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord insisted to ascend into heavens with his glorified body. The same body that he took from the Virgin Mary. The same body that he lived more than 30 years on earth. The same body who was hung on the cross. The same body who was buried in the tomb. The same body who resurrected from the dead. He is the same, has the same body who ascended into heavens, having the prince of suffering in his hands, feet, and sides. As St. John saw him in Revelation 5, as a lamb who was shed. His blood was on his hands to say to the Father, here is the blood through whom all the mankind could be saved. No more death for your servants, but a departure. So our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled salvation, and he fulfilled the reconciliation, and he ascended in this shape to the Father. Now, the economy of the Father. What is the economy of the Father? Is to manifest his love towards mankind. Is to let us be sure that the Father loves us. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, I will not ask the Father for your sakes, because the Father himself loves you. Now we are in the time of the loving of our Father to us. He loves us. Do you feel that he loves you much more than anything? He offered his beloved Son for your sake. He offered him to die for you. He offered him to suffer for you. He offered him to pay the price of your sins, of our sins. Now, there is nothing preventing the Father from sending his Son to us, his Spirit to us. So the two economy of the Son is salvation and reconciliation. And the two economy that the Father fulfilled was the love and the adoption. The love and the adoption. How can you prove your love to us? By sending the Spirit of my Son to be in your hearts. If you read Galatians 4:6, you will find the same verse. Through the love of the Father, what did he do? He sent the Spirit of his Son to our hearts. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples that I have to raise up. When I rise up in the heavens, the Father will send through me his Spirit to dwell in you forever, to make from your hearts a temple, to help you to live not as slaves, but as sons. That's why also in Romans 8, we read this verse that the Spirit himself witnesses to our spirits that we are the children of God. That's why we call the Holy Spirit the Spirit of adoption. Because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God now, witnesses that we are the children of God. How? By taking everything that our firstborn, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has become the firstborn among people and called himself brother to us, all the benefits of the cross, all the benefits of the salvation, all the benefits of reconciliation. We have to know that we are now in the 10 days between Ascension and the Holy Spirit descendant. We have to know and be sure that in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have become saved, reconciled, recognizing the love of the Father to us, and became the children, adopted to the Father, and became children. Now we don't have any excuse. If we still sin, if we still disobey him, if we still ignore all these, the salvation, reconciliation, the love, and the adoption, then we will not have any excuse in heavens when we go up. He will say to us, my Son was incarnate and became man, and taught you the ways of salvation. This is what we say and pray in the liturgy every time. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord, who accepted the prayers of the disciples during these 10 days, they spent the 10 days as he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem. They spent the 10 days in the upper room of St. Mark's house in Jerusalem, praying continuously in one heart and one spirit, until the Holy Spirit came in the shape of tongue of fire and blowing of wind to dwell in the church and to give birth to his church. We need also to be one heart and one spirit. We are all the parts, the organs of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. If any organ suffers in your body, all your body will suffer. Also, I want to say something. If you have pain in your hand, you will feel it in your head. If you have stomachache, you will feel it in your head. If you have any pain in your body, one of the symptoms that you will have a headache. Who is the head? The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And we are the organs. We are the body. Every suffering that you suffer makes our Lord Jesus Christ suffer for you also. He is the head, and we are the body. And we are forming together, bone to bone, flesh to flesh, muscle to muscle, forming the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard in the gospel of yesterday in St. Pauline Epistle. We pray from all hearts nowadays. If we want the Holy Spirit to act, to have a good function in our hearts, we have to be one heart, one spirit, one word. Help each other, love each other, honest to be each other, afraid of in each other, help, defend each other, to make the body of Jesus Christ strong enough, and to make the head, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, happy for his salvation that he fulfilled for us. هذا أحبائي الحد الوحيد اللي بين الصعود وبين العنصرة. والمسيح يسوع من حبه لينا قبل ان هو يتجسد عشاننا ونزل خد جسدنا الضعيف من ست العذراء ام النور، جسد مبيع تحت الخطيه بسبب ان ادم سمع واتخدع من الحي، واصبح الانسان مستعبد لعدو الخير لدرجة أن الشيطان كان يأخذ كل نفس حتى النفوس البارة في العهد القديم ويوديها إلى الجحيم. المسيح من فرط حبه لنا قبل الخلاص من أجلنا، فتمم حاجتين مهمين: الخلاص والمصالحة. خلصنا من خطايانا، عشان كده الملاك لما راح يبشر قال يدعى اسمه يسوع. ليه؟ لأنه يخلص شعبه من خطاياه. فعمل المسيح الأساسي كان الخلاص. نزل في بطن العذراء في جسد ضعيف شابهنا في كل شيء ما عدا الخطية وحدها. عاش أكثر من 30 سنة على الأرض، علمنا وأكلنا وشربنا وشفى مرضانا وقوم موتانا وعمل كل ما يستطيع أن يعمله في الأرض، وأخيرا خد الجسد بتاعي وعلقه على الصليب ومات بي. فاحنا بنقول بموته، بالموت داس الموت، بموته الإرادي داس الموت الأبدي بتاعي. فما أصبحش دلوقتي أنا أعاني من الموت، ما بخافش من الموت. لا يكون موت لعبيدك بل هو انتقال. من خلال المسيح فيه الخلاص. أتؤمن أن المسيح يخلصك من كل خطية؟ مستني إيه؟ ما تيجي تعترف. مستني ايه ما تغير حياتك؟ مستني ايه ما تتوب من اعماقك؟ ما دام الفرصه موجوده والخلاص مجاني بدم يسوع المسيح، كل المطلوب مني ان انا اتوب من قلبي، اتوب من قلبي واعترف بخطاياي، واجي اكل من هذا الجسد واشرب من هذا الدم، انال الخلاص وانال غفران خطاياي. مش بس الخلاص، عمل صلح. لما المسيح قال قد أكمل، انشق حجاب الهيكل، حجاب الهيكل كان مقفول ما حدش يدخله إلا رئيس الكهنة مرة واحدة في السنة. لما انشق حجاب الهيكل أصبح قدس الأقداس مفتوح لنا كلنا، كلنا بندخل إلى الأقداس، كلنا بندخل نتناول من جسد المسيح ودمه، كلنا دلوقتي مصالحين مع الآب، صالحنا زي ما قال معلمنا بولس الرسول صانعا الصلح بدم صليبه. فاداني الخلاص واداني الايه؟ المصالح. بعد ما خلص الكلام ده كله امن الموت، امن الموت، قعد 40 يوم يعلم تلاميذه الامور المختصه بملكوت الله. على فكره دي نقطه مهمه قوي، المسيح قعد 40 يوم يظهر للناس ويعلم تلاميذه الامور المختصه بملكوت الله. ايه هي الامور المختصه بملكوت الله؟ هي اللي عايشه في الكنيسه دلوقتي. عشان كده لو عايز تتأكد من الكلام ده اقر أعمال الرسل 2، تلاقي ان الكنيسة من اول دقيقة عاشت التوبة وعاشت المعمودية وعاشت الميرون وعاشت التناول كله. اقرأ كده في أصحاح 2 من أعمال الرسل بعد حلول الروح القدس على التلاميذ وكلمة بطرس الرسول، زي ما نشوف الأسبوع الجاي تلاقي الكنيسة كلها عاشت الأسرار. عرفتها منين؟ من 40 يوم اللي المسيح قعدهم بعد القيامة يعلم تلاميذه ويؤسس أسرار الكنيسة. لكن بعد كده ما كانش ممكن الجسد يقعد على الأرض، لازم يطلع بيه السماء. فطلع وشافه يوحنا الحبيب في رؤيا 5 حملا قائما، يعني قايم كأنه مذبوح. يعني ايه حمل قائم كأنه مذبوح؟ تخيل حمل قائم كده وكأنه مذبوح والدم نازل، يبقى دمه على ايه؟ ادي قدم للاب الدم وقال له ادي دمه، ادي دم ادم تمن خطيته. دلوقتي في صلح بينك وبين البشريه كلها بدم صليبي اللي انا احتملته. عشان كده احبائي احنا سعده جدا، احنا كمسيحيين سعده جدا بعمل الخلاص، ومن غير عمل الخلاص ده مش ممكن كنا نطلع السماء، مش ممكن. فالآب من فرط محبته قال خلاص أقصى حاجة أقدر أعملها إيه؟ أسكب روحي، طور ماي سبيريت، مش بقى يبعد بس، مش يبعد بقى، يسكب روحه. عشان كده يقول بولس الرسول في غلاطية 4:6 أرسل روح ابنه إلى قلوبنا، أرسل روح ابنه إلى قلوبنا. والروح القدس أحبائي أصبح دلوقتي ساكن في كل قلب، ساكن في كل قلب. يبقى إذن ربنا بعت لنا الحب وبعت لنا البنو. رومية 8 يقول الروح نفسه يشهد لأرواحنا أننا أولاد الله، فإن كنا أولاد فنحن ورثة، ورثة الله وارثون مع المسيح. وارثون مع المسيح يعني ايه؟ يعني ما هو كلنا اولاد الله وهو ابن الله بالطبيعة، واصبح بكرا بين اخوة كثيرين، التركة بتاعته تتقسم علينا كلنا. الاخ الاكبر ادانا كلنا الورثة بتاعته، وارثون مع المسيح، وارثون الحب الالهي، وارثون من المسيح ايضا الخلاص الابدي، الدم، الدم. عشان كده احنا اولاد ربنا، انت مش عبد، انت مش مسخر، انت لما بتصلي مش بتصلي لحسن ربنا يعمل فيك ويخلي فيك، ده انت ابنه، انت بتصلي لانك بتحبه، بتحبه من قلبك، عايز تصلي له. انت لما بتصوم بتقول له انا اقدم لك شويه من دمي علشان اعمل كنترول على شهوات جسدي ورغباتي الوحشة. انت لما بتقدم عشور تقول له ده اقل حاجة اقدمها، من يدك واعطيناك ومنك الجميع. انا لو قدمت لك العشور ده، لو كل واحد فينا قدم العشور بامانة مش هيبقى فقير في العالم، مش هتبقى في كنيسة عجزة عن مصاريف، واخد بالك؟ فانا لما بقدم 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 بحب، بقدم ببنوية، بنوية. الابن عمل الخلاص وعمل الايه؟ المصالحة. والاب اظهر حبه، هكذا احب الله العالم حتى بذل ابنه الوحيد. والان الاب يحب الابن واقوى، وقد اعطى كل شيء للابن لكي يكرم الجميع الابن كما يكرمون الاب ايضا. انا وانت دلوقتي لنا نصيب في دم المسيح، انا وانت دلوقتي متمتعين بحب الاب، انا وانت الان متمتعين بالبنوية للاب. يحصل ايه بقى لو انا اهملت الكلام ده؟ يحصل ايه بقى لو انا يعني قلت يا الله زينا زي غيرنا؟ يبقى انا يعني احتقرت الخلاص وما اهتمتش بالمصالحة وما حسيتش بالحب بتاع الله ليا وما حسيتش ان انا ابنه، ان انا ابنه. كل حاجة اللي عملها خايف احسن ما نجحش في الامتحان، احسن مش عارف الوظيفة تحصل ايه، احسن امرض وما خفش، احسن ايه ده؟ ايه ده؟ ده احنا ولاده، خايفين من ايه؟ ده انت ابنه. نقشتكم على كفي، اللي يمسكوا يمس حدقة عين، في ايه اكتر من كده؟ يا ريتنا احبائي نحس بالمحبة بعضنا لبعض عشان نكون جسد المسيح. لو تألم احد الاعضاء يتألم الباقيين، زي ما كنت بقول من شوية، لو عندك ولا مؤاخذة يعني ربنا يجيب على بعيد شر بعيد يعني عن اي مرض او تعب، لكن لو اي جزء في جسمك بيتعب تلاقي ايه؟ لو عطشت شوية تلاقي الراس وجعك. المسيح هو رأس الكنيسة، وكل عضو في جسد المسيح يتألم، يتألم لهم المسيح. ولكننا أحبائي فرحانين أننا أعضاء متكاملة في جسد المسيح تكون الكنيسة التي رأسها المسيح يسوع. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، أمين.